Good afternoon.
A wave of low pressure along the New England coast is producing extensive clouds and even rain from central parts of New England east toward the coast. Showers are even backing into western parts of New England, where we continue to see thicker clouds toward the state line. But once you head over to New York and points west, the clouds are thinner, and even a clear sky this morning from the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills up into the Adirondacks. It is in these areas where we have a cooler start to the day, temperatures in the 40s and lower 50s, while where we see more in the way of cloud cover, it's closer to the 60-degree mark to start the day. The wave of low pressure will track up toward the Canadian Maritimes today, still with showers across parts of New England and thinning clouds in New York, revealing more in the way of sunshine for more people during the afternoon, and high temperatures will rebound nicely back up into the middle and upper 70s. It'll be near 80 degrees where we have full sunshine in the western parts of our region. Over into New England, temperatures will be left in the lower 70s with thicker clouds for a longer period. Overnight tonight, as the wave departs, high pressure will build in and skies will be partly cloudy throughout the region, temperatures dropping back mainly into the 50s to around 60. This will set us up for a good-looking start to the weekend. With high pressure dominating the weather picture, it will be dry, with a mix of sun and clouds and a little bit more summer-like, warmer temperatures and a touch more humidity, and highs averaging in the lower 80s. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward the west, where a trough of low pressure will dig into the Great Lakes. It'll push a cool front our way for Sunday afternoon. As a result, skies will be mostly cloudy, and showers and thunderstorms are likely for the day on Sunday, with highs touching just about to 80. As the system moves through, we'll have some leftover showers on Monday, otherwise partly sunny in the upper 70s. Behind that system, another area of high pressure will dominate Tuesday and Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower 80s before the next front heads our way with more showers and thunderstorms for Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong cold front pushing through the middle of the nation will be the main weather maker across the central U.S. during the short-range period. Showers and thunderstorms will continue to break out ahead of the boundary as it presses through southern parts of the plains, the mid-Mississippi Valley, and the Midwest. Some of these storms could contain severe weather and heavy downpours. The greatest threat for any flash flooding will be across eastern parts of Oklahoma into Arkansas, where energy streaking through in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will enhance rainfall rates. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Dorian. At 5 a.m., the center of Dorian was located 1,425 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands, and it's moving toward the west-northwest near 20 miles per hour. A turn toward the west and an increase in forward speed are expected during the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds are near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Satellite imagery indicates that Dorian has become less organized during the past several hours, and slow weakening is expected during the next day or so. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 122 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 33 at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston cloudy with rain near 70, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today 83 degrees, the average low 62, the record high 96 set in 1963, and the record low 46 in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:41 a.m., sunset this evening 8:22 p.m., 14 hours, 41 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with more clouds in Vermont, highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 50s, 40s across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with the risk of a shower, especially in New England, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and comfortable today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with the risk of a shower, especially in New England, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, with more clouds in New England and highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, touch more humidity, lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely Sunday, around 80. A leftover shower Monday in the upper 70s. Lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday, and another chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.